Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today's episode is one that the lad is super excited for. It is an area of strength for him. He has a lot of knowledge on this subject. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of Greek mythology, which is kind of cool. Something a little different. Lad, why do you like Greek mythology so much?
It's very interesting, and I like Greek culture.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stories, a lot of lessons to be learned from those different stories and things. All right. Well, with that, we're going to dive right in to Greek mythology trivia. Nope, we're not going to dive right in, because I'm going to explain how our trivia works quick. We're going to bring you three rounds of trivia with five questions in each round. And as the rounds go on, the rounds are going to get a little bit more difficult. So this first round is the easiest round we have to offer. We call this round...
Trivia Tot. Yes. Had a brain fart there.
Yes, the Trivia Tot round. All right, here we go. Greek mythology trivia question one. Who was the king of the gods in Greek mythology?
Zeus
is correct. Yeah, that's about as easy as it gets. Zeus rules from the sky, and when he would get angry, what would he do? Do you know? He would throw things, but what?
Lightning?
Yeah, he'd throw lightning bolts. So that was always, you could tell if Zeus was not happy.
Or he would curse people?
Yep, that happened a lot.
Suit, can it, Zeus?
Question two. Poseidon is often pictured with a three-tipped spear called a trident. What is he the god of?
The god of the sea.
The god of the sea is correct. Yes, the trident was our kind of like our hint there. Tridents are used to kind of spear fish and other things underwater. But yeah, Poseidon. Question three. What did Pandora open that released troubles into the world?
Pandora's box.
Pandora opened a box. That is correct.
It's called Pandora's box.
Yes. Well, they call it Pandora's box because Pandora was a person who opened a box.
Pandora was a person made from clay.
Did you know that not everything left the box?
No.
There was one thing left inside. Do you know what it is?
What?
Hope. Hope stayed inside the box. So I don't know. Maybe there's still hope that you can put everything back in the box. I don't know. But yeah, that's an old saying for those of you that are a little bit younger. If you say you opened Pandora's box, that means you let a lot of stuff out that is going to be hard to put back in. Question four. In the Trojan War, the Greeks built a giant structure where they hid inside of it to gain entrance to the city of Troy. What shape was this giant structure in?
A horse.
A horse is correct. Sometimes I think about how smart these people were. Like, we're going to wheel this giant horse up to your walls. And you're just going to be like, yeah, it's a gift. Bring it in. Like, no one really thought about that.
Shouldn't they have security guards check inside it first?
Yeah. I mean, and you would think that you would, like, hear hundreds of people inside of a giant wooden horse.
Yeah. If the security guards checked inside of it, they would get clobbered.
Yeah. Maybe people weren't as smart as we are today.
It was the Dark Ages. That yes. makes sense.
Yes, that is true. I guess that tracks. Question five. In Greek mythology, the goddess of victory also shares a name with an incredibly popular brand of shoes. What is that name? Give me a really famous brand of shoe.
There's too many shoes. Nike.
Nike is correct.
Oh.
Yeah, Nike is... That was a total guess, wasn't it?
Yep.
Nike is the goddess of victory and shares a name with the shoe brand, which I'm guessing is probably why Nike is named Nike. Makes sense. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round of Greek mythology trivia. Emmett is 5 for 5. Doing awesome. But now the questions are about to get harder. This round of 5 questions we call...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. This mythical creature is said to have the body of a human, but the tail and head of a bull. What is the name of this creature?
The Minotaur.
A Minotaur is correct. That would be frightening. Like just encountering a Minotaur just out in the wild.
Yeah.
Because they're usually not like, the human part of the body is usually not like a little like flimsy dude. It's usually a pretty big buff human.
Yeah. And that's why Percy Jackson's mom passed away because of it, and she went to the underworld, and they made this entire journey just to save her.
Wow. Spoilers much.
Sorry, fans.
Question 7. Which Greek hero fought in the Trojan War but had a very weak spot on his heel?
Achilles
is correct, which is why we call our tendon, that connective tissue on the backside of our heel, that's why it's called your Achilles tendon.
And Aaron Rodgers tore that 2 seasons ago.
He did. Was that 2 seasons ago? No, that was last season.
No, that was 2 seasons ago. He was on the Jets for 2 seasons.
Did he just not do well? Oh, you're right. No, I'm just old. That's right. He just didn't play well. But yes, that is what Aaron Rodgers tore. It's becoming a more common athletic injury at this point, but it takes a long time. It takes you out for almost a full year to have surgery and rehab and stuff, especially for a professional athlete. That's a huge, huge issue. So.
And he's 41.
Yep. Question 8. The snake-haired monster Medusa had this power when you would meet eyes with her.
Turn you into stone.
Turn you to stone is correct. Yes, if you meet eyes with Medusa the monster, she would turn you to stone, which is like, I don't know, like, again, a little bit of spoilers, but at some point, if you do watch the Disney Plus version of Percy Jackson, there is a battle with Medusa, or I should say an encounter with Medusa. And it's unsettling to know that you can't, you know, make eye contact. It's kind of weird. Question 9. Which ancient poet wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey, where many Greek myth stories come from?
Oh, his name is Homer.
Homer is correct. Not to be confused with Homer from The Simpsons.
Yes, that was a very bad impression by me.
Dow! It's kind of funny because I think a lot of people think of Homer writing all the stories down, and that has been passed down. But actually, the stories weren't written down right away. They were actually passed down by rote or by ear or by, you know, like orally from person to person. And eventually they were written down. So these are the stories of Homer, but not like Homer didn't actually like write everything down. Question 10. What is the name of the one-eyed giants in Greek myths?
Cyclops.
A cyclops is correct. Cyclops, just by having one eye, I immediately think that the cyclops is not as smart.
Yeah.
Do you think there are there smite cyclopses? Smart cyclopses?
No.
No? You don't think they exist?
No.
I don't know. I'd like to meet a smart cyclops.
It's a true stereotype.
Is it? Oh, boy. I don't want to speak a little early, but we are 10 for 10, folks. How do you feel, lad?
Nervous.
Nervous. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if this can hold up because the questions are about to reach their peak difficulty. We scoured the internet to find the hardest questions we could find. So, folks, you're going to want to get your safety gear on. I want you to get your helmets, strap them. I want you to get your mouth guards, put those in. I want you to pull up your socks, double knot your shoes, put on your hip waders, tie your hair back, put on your protective eyewear, put on a second pair of protective eyewear to protect that protective eyewear, put on wool socks.
Get your golden fleece.
Your golden fleece. Because this round we call
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. Who was cursed to push a boulder up a hill forever in the underworld?
Atlas.
Atlas is such a great guess. Such a good guess. You did really well there. But unfortunately, Atlas is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Sisyphus. Sisyphus was the one that has to roll the boulder up and up the hill, and every time you get towards the top, the boulder rolls back down, and Sisyphus has to go back down and push it back up.
That's not even a name.
Yeah. Atlas
is the guy who has to hold up the earth for all eternity.
Yep. 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 That was actually going to be a question, but I decided not to put that in there.
Why?
So you would have, I know, right? Question 12. The Percy Jackson books cover the adventures of a young boy who finds out that he is the son of a Greek god. Who is the author of this popular book series?
Rick Riordan.
Rick Riordan is correct. We're big fans of the Percy Jackson series. If you've been listening, you've probably heard us mention them a couple times.
Not as much as Gravity Falls.
That is true. But Gravity Falls is just a TV show, and we do like promoting books and reading sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So Percy Jackson, if you're looking for a great book series that's family-friendly, definitely check them out. And then you can also watch movies and TV shows and stuff because there's several based on the same book series. Question 13. The giant Prometheus is credited for giving what to humans?
Soil.
Soil. Again, an awesome guess. The lad is really on it today. Soil is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is fire. Prometheus gave fire to humans. You ever heard that story?
No.
No? No, that's a little more obscure. That's a tough one.
No, that was Maui.
That was Maui. You're welcome. So, you know, and it's a really interesting, funny fact, because you talked about how Zeus would curse people, right?
Yeah.
Prometheus was punished by Zeus, and he had him chained to a rock where an eagle would eat his liver every day. It's a very odd, specific thing, but terrible. So terrible. I don't know. What are your thoughts on an eagle eating his liver every day?
Definitely did not want to hear that.
It's a little gross. Well, but the eagle's healthy. That's all that's important.
A million years before America was established.
Is that why we have the eagle?
What are these laws with these eagles?
It's an inside joke. All right. Question 14. There's a famous story where Theseus defeats the Minotaur who lives in this mythical location.
Under the sea.
These questions are tough. I knew the lad was a really big Greek mythology buff, so I think I made these questions on the end really, really hard. These are tough ones. The Minotaur is known to live in the labyrinth. The labyrinth.
Oh, wait. The Minotaur. I would have known that.
Yeah? How would you know? Why would you know that?
Because I know that already.
Because you know that. I just wasn't really... Why would you know that? Because I know it.
No, I learned where the Minotaur lives, and I wasn't really listening to the question.
Did you learn that from, like, Greeking out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So can you tell everyone about Greeking Out?
Okay. So Greeking Out is a family-friendly podcast made by Nat Geo Kids, and it's all about Greek mythology and other cultures.
Yeah. It's really cool. The lad listens to it most nights when he goes to bed, just as a way to kind of wind down. But yeah, if you're looking for another podcast that is very informative and also entertaining and done really well, definitely check out Greeking Out by Nat Geo Kids.
Hosted by Kenny Curtis and the Oracle of Wi-Fi.
The Oracle of Wi-Fi. What's that a reference to? Do you know?
The Oracle of Delphi.
Yeah, the Oracle of Delphi, which was also going to be a question that I decided to not put in here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Question 15, the final question. Let's finish strong here. Question 15. Who is known by a famous story to have flown too close to the sun?
Icarus.
Icarus is correct. Do you know they made a video game called Kid Icarus?
Pit. That's his name.
That's his name, yes. Yep. And you fly around like Icarus.
That was one of your favorite games.
It was. It was pretty great. All right. And that's going to wrap up Greek mythology trivia. The lad was doing fantastic until he ran into the brain busters, but still did a really good job. He gave some really awesome answers. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well as he did and enjoyed this trivia just as much. If you enjoyed this episode or enjoy any of our episodes, we would really appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star review wherever you're listening, on Apple iTunes or on Spotify or whatever app it is. Leave us a comment if you really want to get in depth, and maybe if you leave a name or something in that comment, maybe we'll give you a shout out. Also, you can find us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. We'd invite you, if you ever did want to send us a message, send us a direct message over on one of those social media platforms. Get an adult to send one of those messages, and we'll be that's a way to get a hold of us. We'd be happy to try to respond. All right, lad. Final thoughts on Greek mythology trivia before we sign off.
It was a great episode. I really enjoyed it because Greek mythology is something that I really deeply have a passion for.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much to learn from Greek myths. I mean, that's like one of the main reasons why a lot of them exist, is because they're there to teach lessons. So,
and how things in the world work, like got, like, how turtles got their shells, how bees got their sting.
Yep. 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 So if you're always looking for some fun, entertaining things, look up some Greek mythology because they're always fun to read about. Thank you again for tuning in each and every week, folks. We really appreciate you this, and we would not be doing this without your support. So thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Alligators.